Welcome to Best Kept Secrets Travel, episode 31. My name's Morgan.
And my name's Will, and I think I'm dyslexic based on this episode because I really struggle with Bosnia and Herzegovina.
But this is one of the most underrated countries in Europe, and you should listen to the rest of the episode to find out more. I mean, roll the intro. Best friends, and that's for life. Who stay traveling? I'm talking worldwide. 65 countries between the two. Every moment is so unbelievable. Sharing the best kept secrets about the trips and mistakes they made that they can't forget. So tell me if you're ready for a time to remember as they gear up for the next adventure. Yeah. Woo! Best kept secrets travel.
Many people have never heard of Bosnia or Herzegovina. It's a unique and complex blend of interesting culture and effortless natural beauty. Wherever you look, your eyes feast on lush greenery, picturesque views and colourful rooftops of this beautiful country. Bosnia and Herzegovina is bordered on the north, west and south by Croatia, on the east by Serbia, on the southeast by Montenegro, and on the southwest by the Adriatic Sea.
Ruled by the Ottoman Empire from the 15th century, the region came under the control of the Austro-Hungarians in 1878 and subsequently played a key role in the outbreak of World War I. In 1918, it was incorporated in the newly created Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, where it had no formal status of its own. After World War II, it became a constituent republic of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Followed the disintegration of the state in 1991, the majority of the population of Bosnia and Herzegovina voted for independence in 1992 referendum. Much of the country's Serb population, however, opposed independence and boycotted the referendum.
War soon consumed the region as ethnic nationalists within Bosnia and Herzegovina, with the support of Serbia and Croatia in some cases, tried to take control of territories they claimed as their own. Horrific ethnic cleansing campaigns between 1992 and to the end of 1995 killed thousands and violently displaced more than 2 million people in much of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Oh my days.
This is going to be a long day.
Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's it. International intervention into the Bosnian conflict led finally to a peace agreement. The Dayton Accords in late 1995.
The Dayton Agreement ended the war in Bosnia and Herzegovina, but it also established the country as a fragile, highly decentralized and ethnically divided state in which an international civilian representative remains authorized to impose legislation and to remove domestic officials in order to protect the peace. Although the vast majority of citizens continue to desire sustainable peace, they hold different ideas as to the best configuration of the state, and some even question its future's existence. The capital is Sarajevo, and Bosnia and Herzegovina is home to members of numerous ethnic groups. The three largest are the Bosniaks, the Serbs, and the Croats. The population is 3.28 million.
That's pretty cool. A few random facts about this country. There are still around 200,000 mines to clear due to the war and as a result of Bosnia and Herzegovina has one of the most severe landmine problems in the world. The name Bosnia comes from the Indo-European word, which means water, as a country full of waterfalls, rivers and lakes.
That's interesting. Bosnia's national anthem doesn't have any lyrics.
Easy peasy.
There it is. Yep. I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you like my rendition.
That rendition of Bosnia and Herzegovina's national anthem.
The town of Mostar in the south of Bosnia is home to a 1.68 meter tall statue of Bruce Lee.
Makes sense.
I assume everyone, when they think Bruce Lee, Bosnia, 100%.
Yeah.
The statue is meant to represent the fight against ethnic divisions in the town, as it has seen heavy fighting between Bosnians, Croats and Serbs during the Bosnian Civil War. Lee was chosen as a symbol for this fight because despite the many ethnic differences, one thing we all have in common is Bruce Lee.
That makes sense to me.
I just think...
completely reasonable.
Why is there war or anything at all when we all have Bruce Lee in common?
Exactly. The Sarajevo tram network is one of Europe's oldest, having first served as a test line for Vienna's trams. It was opened on New Year's Day in 1885.
It's pretty old. Mm.
Starry Mosque in Mostar is one of the country's most identifiable landmarks. It's a 16th century Ottoman bridge and stood for 427 years. It's pretty much older than
Machu Picchu, you
know. Until it was ruined in 1993 during the war. The bridge was reconstructed and opened in 2004.
Is this the one you can jump off?
We'll get to.
And that is little sneak peek into next part of the latest part of the podcast is you can jump off this bridge. And you'll just have to find out more later in the podcast. The Golden Lily, Lilium Bosnicum, is Bosnia's national symbol. It's a native flower and traditionally represents gifts used to decorate birthday cakes and wrapping paper too. As a heraldic symbol, it dates back to the 14th century of Kingdom of Bosnia. Today, it represents both Bosnia and Bosniaks. Bosnian refers to the nationality and Bosniak, brackets, Muslim, is an ethnicity.
So that's quite interesting to know because we have referred to both Bosnians and Bosniaks.
We have indeed.
A few times, so now we have defined it. Bosnia and Herzegovina has the last remaining jungle in Europe at Perućica. The Perućica forest is not massive, but it has many trees that are more than 300 years old, and in many parts is inaccessible to humans due to the density of flora and fauna.
Well, Bosnia and Herzegovina might have a pyramid. Visoko.
It's probably one of those pronunciations.
Around 35 kilometres north of Bosnia's capital, Sarajevo, is the site of a cluster of hills that is often said to look like pyramids. For the past 15 years, Mr. Osmanagic, nothing like that, has advanced the pyramids theory based on several excavations which have taken place since 20. Oh, I'm so tired.
Since 2006. According to him, the pyramids were most likely built by the Illyrians, one of the ancient communities of the Balkans. In an interview in 2017, Mr. Onmangic claimed the structures date back to 34,000 years. But moving on from this...
scientists believe the hills are not pyramids at all, but rather natural structures known as phletrons. These do resemble pyramids, but they're a result of the differential erosion of a layer of resistant rock overlaid on a softer strata. Flat irons. I realised that after the second time around. Flat irons are found across the globe from Ethiopia to Russia. And in geological terms, they are not especially rare nor interesting at all. Nevertheless, with the marketing in place, tens of thousands of people visiting the Bosnian pyramids every year.
It's pretty cool. Neither communism or the Olympics are new concepts. Communism has been around since the 1840s, and the modern Olympic Games originated in 1896. But it wasn't until 1984 that the two combined for the first Winter Games in a communist country. The 1984 Olympic Games were held in Sarajevo, which at the time was part of Yugoslavia. The Games were considered Sarajevo's crowning achievement and a symbol of great things that lay in store for Yugoslavia and its citizens. During the 1984 opening ceremony, the Olympic Games flag was accidentally raised upside down.
Hmm. Well, the name Bosnia comes from an Indo-European word, Bosana, which means water. The small town of... Oh, Morgan. The small town of Međugorje.
How do you spell it?
Medjugorje. Is extremely popular with Catholic pilgrims. Millions of pilgrims have visited the site since 1981. This is due to reports of supposed apparitions of the Virgin Mary to six local children.
Lucky children. Moving on from the most random facts in Bosnia and Herzegovina, we have, and probably one of the most important things for all you Instagram boyfriends and girlfriends, it is the most Instagrammable locations.
For the gram.
And starting off with something we've already mentioned before is Stari Most. The historic town of Mostar is best known for its incredible 16th century bridge. Stari Most was destroyed, as I said, in 1990 and only rebuilt in 2004. The gravity-defying stone bridge is a popular spot to dive from the blue waters below and make an iconic Bosnian Insta. Ooh.
Well, the other thing you could do is record the stunning wild horses. Did you know Bosnia is home to hundreds of wild horses?
No.
Well, technically, they're feral. They're genetically the same as a domestic horse. However, this herd came about after many of the horses that were used for agricultural work were abandoned in the 1950s. As farm machinery became more widespread, since then, they've survived the harsh winters, war, poaching, and their numbers continue to increase. The horses were very photogenic and provide one of the best Instagram spots in Bosnia. There are tour companies which will take you to the herd.
That's pretty cool. I would go.
That'd be quite fun. I do like the whole they're increasing in numbers as if they're slowly but surely going to take over and start using the humans to farm.
Have you not seen that episode of Rick and Morty with the squirrels?
Planet of the Horses.
Exactly. Crevice Waterfalls. These scenic waterfalls are one of the Europe's...
That was so unappreciated, that joke.
Huh?
Planet of the Horses, that was so unappreciated. I'm so disappointed.
Okay.
Thank you, that's more like it.
Crevice Waterfalls. These scenic waterfalls are one of Europe's best kept natural secrets. It's separated into 20 different falls that all gush down into a huge lake below, where you can go for picnics, camping, and even swimming. Stop here during the summer when the falls look at their best, and you can also rent a raft to float in the lake, which will be perfect for those Instagram.
Is that our vegan sister channel, Best Kept Natural Secrets?
Yeah.
Welcome to Best Kept Natural Secrets. Today we're going to teach you how to travel like a vegan.
Sounds like you're starting like one of those audio yoga sessions.
And on this episode, we're going to take you down the calm, relaxing river.
For Downward Dog for 30 seconds.
I hope you enjoyed my national anthem there. Snap the landscapes of Mount Trebević overlooks the city of Sarajevo. Oh, I've lost the plot today. And is one of the country's most popular hiking locations. The trails are open all year round and the views are phenomenal.
And then if you like interesting abandoned things or urbex, the Sarajevo bobsleigh track. For an edgy Bosnian Instagram snap, visit the abandoned bobsleigh track from the 1984 Winter Olympics. Covered in graffiti, it's a cool place for an impromptu photo shoot. It's high up in the mountains, so you'll get an amazing view. This is something I'd definitely like to do.
How about Master Pren Mountain? This one is a bit of a local secret. Not well known outside the area, Prenge Mountain and the surrounding regions is full of unspoiled natural beauty. A real contender to be one of the best Instagram spots in Bosnia.
Vorbas River. This is a 250-kilometer river. Wow. It's famous for its 50 Shades of Green.
I'd like to watch that film.
That's part of Best Kept Natural Secrets.
For all you nudists out there. You'll never believe how many colours you will see when you go along the water. The Vorbas Canyon is an ideal place for water adventures like kayaking and also rafting. You can capture the tranquility of the Blagaj Tekija. Blagaj Tekija. Oh, I just said the same thing twice. It's a dervish monastery which has sat at the base of a cliff for nearly 600 years. The white, half-timbered building overlooks the impossibly, it's probably possibly green, flowing water of the Buna River. The location is highly relevant as the dervish believe in a form of Islam that takes peaceful energy from their surroundings.
So why is this place not more popular than Machu Picchu, seeing as it's 150 years older?
Because it's too easy to get to.
Or is that why?
Yeah, you don't have to trek 5 days for it.
Is it the base of a cliff?
Oh, it's not the top, yeah.
So it's easy to get to. Flowing water of a river sounds quite nice. This sounds pretty cool.
Sounds very,
I'd go
very
there.
Peaceful. Good for photos.
Oh, I can easily pronounce this word as well.
How do you spell it?
Trnovako Lake. Trnovako Lake. So technically, Trnovako Lake is around 1 kilometer over the border in Montenegro. However, it's too good to miss. That's why we're going to a different country just for this point. Yep. It can be a mission to get there without a car, but it's totally worth it. This heart-shaped lake is so popular with summer campers, and that's an amazing way to experience the sheer beauty of the area.
And the heart-shaped lake is also very cool for taking pictures. Unsurprisingly.
Funny that.
Mm.
The best time to visit Bosnia and Herzegovina, you know, for hiking, the best time to go is May, June, September. In winter, you can have snow for up to 6 months. But February and March are perfect with more sunshine and clearer days to take in the views. Sarajevo is surrounded by mountains, so always bring a coat, as you can get 4 seasons in 1 day.
That is absolutely...
Is that because you have a four-season peak? Sir?
Amazing. Yeah, exactly. Or you go and stay in the 4 seasons and have a four-season pizza. Now we're on to our favourite part, which is the language. And we're going to start off with the basic word, which is hello. Well, hello.
Zdravo.
Zdravo. Perfect. I don't know what that is. And now, after you've had your meal, we're going to say thank you.
Hvala ti.
Hvala ti. I have no idea how you say that. And the most important phrase of all, can you guess it? I hope you can.
Can I have a beer? Mogu. Li. Kupiti. Pivo.
Mogu li kupiti pivo. And another fantastic phrase that you always need to know, Will.
Želiš li plesati?
Would you like to dance? The answer is, of course, I need more beer.
And in case you've forgotten your Imodium, how do you say where's the toilet, Morgan?
Gdzie je toilet?
That sounded like you were constipated.
Yeah. I can't remember what the next phrase is. So.
You can't remember anything.
No. So the next thing we're going to talk about is, of course, the visa. The main thing, as always, is do your own research and check yourself. British nationals
Before
don't.
You wreck yourself. Sorry.
British nationals don't need a visa to visit Bosnia and Herzegovina for a total period of no longer than 90 days within a period of 6 months.
Ooh.
So, Will, what are the main international airports to travel to Bosnia and Herzegovina?
The main airport. Off the top of my head, I don't know, but fortunately, I've got this amazing piece of paper, which tells me as close to landlocked as it possibly gets, Bosnia and Herzegovina is fairly easy to enter from all sides. There's a daily train service from Zagreb in Croatia, which runs through Sarajevo and Mostar en route to Ploce. There are currently no trains from Belgrade to Budapest into Bosnia. Bus connections are more numerous, and points of origin include Belgrade, Split, and Dubrovnik.
Okay, whilst Will's going to drink his energy drink, there are currently no direct flights from the UK to Bosnia, but a number of budget carriers fly to Zagreb, Zadar, and Dubrovnik. From there, you can get an onward bus or train. The nearest airport to Bosnia and Herzegovina is Banja Luka Airport, which is 46 miles away. Other nearby airports actually in Bosnia are Sarajevo, and then there's Split and Zagreb, which is quite close. As far as currency, the currency in Bosnia is the Bosnian marks, and £1 is the equivalent of 2.3 Bosnian marks. And of course, we need to do a breakdown of the costs. And the average price of a beer is 3.5 Bosnian marks. So now we're going to get Will's brain working roughly. What is that in pounds?
£1. No, 3.5.
Roughly £1.
£1.50, yeah, roughly. Tiny bit over £1.55.
Exactly. And the average price of a hostel is £8.
Which is roughly
£8.
18.5 Bosnian marks.
And unfortunately, the best method of transport around the country is a bit more confusing, because Bosnia and Herzegovina isn't the easiest country to get around, since much of the transport infrastructure, particularly the rail network, was damaged during the war. Things are that currently improving, however, and decent bus services will get you almost anywhere you want to go. It'll just take a little longer than you might expect. Car is probably actually the best way to get around the country, and especially to the more remote regions, which is often the case.
My favourite part of any deep dive episode, the language. Food and drinks.
Whoop, whoop.
Food and drinks. Oh, this is my favourite bit. Kvapi, Bosnia's national dick. Kvapi looks like an oblong sausage made from minced beef or mutton. Do you know what mutton is?
Sheep.
Yes. It is a good old sheep.
I'm trying to trick you.
You'll find Svapi, the Bosnian kebab, sold in most restaurants, often served as a set of 8 to 10. With raw onions, sour cream, and salmon.
Bosnian beer drinking. Bosnian beer. Drinking local beer, or pivo in the local lingo, rates just as high as trying the national dish for some. Bosnian beer includes Sarajevski in Bosnia, Republika Špiška Nektar, and Mostar's Herzegovaka Pivovara. If you're in Sarajevo, check out the Sarajevo Brewery and learn how it helped residents to survive the Bosnian War. It dates back to 1864 and occupies a dominant spot in Sarajevo skyline. Not only this, you can do a tour and beer tasting session, but the bar is hopping, to excuse the pun, at weekends, and you can go and get some great traditional food dishes here. Now, this is something that if we were in Sarajevo, we would not be missing.
I would make sure I tried every single one which you mentioned.
Exactly. We would probably
and
spend
I'd do
too
the tour
much time
and the beer
there.
Tasting. As I mentioned with the national dish, Svapi, you've got somun, which is Bosnian pita bread. It's a type of flatbread resembling a pita bread, which comes with a plate of svapi, as I mentioned before. The chewy bread originates from the Ottomans, who ruled Bosnia for 5 centuries.
Burek, or borek, the ubiquitous snack in bakeries around the Balkans, uses phyllo pastry and either mincemeat, spinach, cheese, or potato fillings. You can buy Bosnian bureks as a single slice or a large pie. The snack costs a few Bosnian marks and will fill you up for hours.
Amazing.
And that pastry sounds fantastic.
While in Mostar, we were introduced to some very small and sometimes hidden student bars that serve some of the cheapest alcohol in the whole country. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to taste good, but you can't really beat only 50 cent of a shot of rakia. Can you? Could you? 50 cent? That's just nothing. Not. If you want to keep it slightly classier, you can try some of the delicious flavoured rakia to be found in bars all around the main cities.
So rakia is kind of a spirit that they drink in all the Balkan countries, and every country has their own version of it. So every country you go to, it'll be same but different. But it will taste different. And they'll be very strong to say that theirs is the best, which, of course, whatever country you're in, theirs is the best. Roast lamb. Oh, Bosnians like their meat, and like the former Ottoman rulers, spit roast is a favourite. As you drive to the more rural areas, you'll often see vendors selling roast lamb by the side of the street. Or you can order one at a grill restaurant, but we all know that's not as fun.
Oh, I love this. Coffee isn't just another drink in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's more of a ritual and an age-old tradition, served in an intricate hand-engraved coffee copper pot and served alongside a small bowl full of sugar cubes and a small traditional coffee cup. It can be made an overwhelming experience when you order your first coffee in Bosnia. I know a guy who ordered one and didn't have a clue how to drink it, so best ask your waiter or a local sitting nearby for a little bit of help. It should also be noticed that getting a coffee in Bosnia is about way more than simply enjoying a hot beverage. It's more an invitation for conversation and a great way to build friendships whilst you're in the country. That'd be awesome.
You're getting excited, aren't you?
It just sounds fun.
When's our trip to Bosnia booked?
I don't know. Why don't we go in July?
Yeah, I agree. I think we should. I think that would be a good episode too. Klepa, if you like ravioli, you'll love klepa. Klepa is a Bosnian dumpling filled with either beef, lamb, or cheese. The dish comes with a garlic sauce or yogurt. Food also excites me quite a bit. Do you have any more of that energy drink?
We're not going to shout unless we get a brand deal. So if you are an energy drink company or you make any caffeinated products, we will happily be sponsored by you. Because we've been filming since 8 a.m. And it's currently 4 in the afternoon.
Gra. If you like soup, check out this Bosnian bean soup found in most traditional restaurants. Peruano beans with onions, carrots, peppers, and slow-cooked beef. Boil in a delicious, hearty soup. Tasty.
If you really enjoyed listening to our insanity, then...
And you want to go to Bosnia and Herzegovina, because yeah. I do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
We're going. Then you need to make sure to share the secret.
Share it.
Which is this podcast, because there are so many people out there who don't know this really amazing...
Gotta share the secret.
Amazing information that we are sharing on this podcast. So you need to tell them and get them to watch it. Leave a review, because we are growing trees. Why are we growing trees, Will?
Because for... Well, the why question is very different. How, firstly, every 50 downloads on our podcast on any platform, we are planting a tree. For every 100 subscribers we get on YouTube, we are planting a tree in a national trust site in the UK. For every 250 TikTok followers, we will also plant a tree. But if you follow us during a live, it is for every 25 TikTok followers will be planting a tree, which is just insane. Why are we doing it? Because we believe that we should make a difference whilst growing this platform, and we shouldn't just wait until we are enormous to make that difference. We want to start today, and you guys can help. So share this secret with your family, friends, auntie, uncle, enemies, colleagues, pets, strangers on the subway or the underground. I don't care. You've got to share that secret.
And I hope you're as excited as I am about getting into part two of Bosnia and Herzegovina, where we talk about the best things to see, the best activities and the best experiences you can have in this completely underrated country.
I can't wait!
So make sure you tune in on Tuesday, 7 a.m. UK time, next week, because now we're going to roll the outro. Yeah, let's make it happen. I hope that you can handle going on adventures, best kept secret travels. Yeah, all over the globe, having fun, you know the deal. Amazing secret locations, hang out with Morgan and Will. Educate and entertain, haggle in the market. Sharing their experiences, time to get it started. Let's go.